talking here with the Governor, Dr. Alexander Scott, and Director Smiley. We can take your follow-up questions.
The conference is now in talk mode.
Governor, what are your takeaways from the call with VP Pence today? The Vice President and Dr. Birx said that every state has the capacity for tests. One, is that the case in Rhode Island, and are there any other things you took away from that call? This is Michelle from AP.
Hi, can you hear me, Michelle?
Yes, I can.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay, I'm far away from the phone. So it was a long call. It was a full 90 minutes. Most of the discussion was around testing. They acknowledged that, especially with the Abbott machines, we're not where we need to be in getting the disposable element. But Admiral Girard was on the phone and gave us confidence that Abbott's going to really be increasing the supply and things would get better in a week or two. So we'll have to see if that's true. But lots of governors were asking, and they assured us that. There was a lot of discussion around surveillance testing. So, you know, once we move, or not move from, but when we add to our current DNA testing to serologic antibody testing, you know, there's lots of questions around how do you do that, how much is enough. Dr. Birx cautioned us around not using tests that aren't FDA approved or at least well validated. So there was, you know, broad-ranging discussion there. The Vice President assured us that soon the CDC would be sending a team to each state to help us develop surveillance testing. So basically, it was just a long discussion around kind of what I said in the press conference today. If you're going to reopen the economy, you need to have surveillance testing so you can quickly identify where you might have an outbreak before it happens so you can squash it. So I would say, you know, just to give you all a flavor, that was the discussion. States are still all over the map. Some are doing better than others. And I say acknowledge we're not quite where we need to be. The White House maintains that there are many, many machines in America that aren't being fully utilized. And they really urge governors to find those machines and use them. I can say with certainty that that is not the case in Rhode Island. We know where every single machine is, and they're all in use, except for the ones, like the Abbott ones, where we can't get the disposables. But I gather that might be a problem in other states.
And, Governor, what else does Rhode Island need right now from the federal government?
So we need continued guidance on what an adequate surveillance testing system looks like. We need additional help having the IRR fill our request for testing reagents and testing kits. Like, we still have a number of orders that are going unfilled. We still have, I think, 6 or 7 Abbott machines that we can't use because we don't have the disposable component. We need them to replenish the payroll protection program, and we need additional support for our hospitals. Hospitals are hurting all over the country, including here in Rhode Island, and we need Congress to further support that. I personally also think we need the Congress to pass something around additional pay, you know, a wage subsidy or hazard pay for low-wage healthcare workers, and I'd like to see them do that quickly.
Governor, this is news. Wondering if you can just tell us an updated number of how many tests are being administered a day in the state right now?
You have the sheet. Sorry, it's about 2,000. I'm trying to find the sheet. We tested 37,000 in total to date. We tested just over 2,000
every day for the past 7 days.
Is that a number that you hope to see increase?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
What is the amount you would like to see it at?
That's what we're trying to figure out right now. So we are, what we're doing right now is trying to figure out how many tests per day do we need to do when we reopen the economy. So, for example, we're in conversations right now with a lot of large employers. Many of them want all of their employees tested before they go back to work. We're trying to figure out, how do we do that? Can we do that? Is it necessary to do that? If so, how many tests a day is that? Separately, we're trying to build what they call a surveillance system, which is this, doing these antibody tests to figure out roughly how much of our population has been exposed to it and therefore building up some antibodies. And I don't today have a number for you on what number of tests those will be. But in a week, I will, and I will share that. What I can say is it's multiples of what we're doing now. Is that 10,000 a day or more? I'm not quite sure right now.
Governor, it's Kathy Gregg, and today I just happened to be writing about some early signs of the Republicans who have been largely supportive of what you've done so far, questioning why you didn't put escape clauses into the three leases for the makeshift hospitals. And they're looking at the projections, they're looking at what's actually happening, and they're saying, we may not need these makeshift hospitals for 3 months. Why don't we have exit clauses so the state can get out of it without penalty?
Yeah, all good questions. They all have 30-day cancellation clauses, so we can get out in 30 days from all of them. It would be reckless at this point in time to undo any of that. We are definitely not out of the woods. And we certainly, one of the conditions that I'm requiring, that the CDC is requiring, that even the White House is saying has to be in place, is in order to reopen the economy, you have to make sure you have the excess, or not excess, but, you know, extra hospital capacity. So it would be a terrible decision to unwind any of those leases at this point.
Governor, are you sure that all three have the 30-day notice? It was found by the lawyers for the GOP in the Quonset lease. They were unable to find it in the Convention Center or Capitano leases. Are you sure of that?
Now that you're asking it that way, let me have Britt Smiley come back to you.
Thank you.
It should also be noted that this is all federal money. Right, so governors were strongly urged by Director Gaynor, Dr. Birx, the White House, everybody was pushing us to go ahead and establish field hospitals, and of course it's going to be reimbursed by the federal government. So, you know, 2-3 weeks ago we were looking at models that showed us we were going to have 6,000 or more people hospitalized. We all had a pit in our stomach working as hard as we could to establish them. Now, because we've done a pretty good job and Rhode Islanders have done the right thing, thank God, it doesn't look like we need them right now. Doesn't mean we won't need them in the fall. You know, maybe when kids go back to school and businesses are rocking and rolling and there's a seasonal increase. By the way, I don't know if any of that's going to happen, but my point is, the appropriate prudent thing to do is to be ready, and we're using federal money in accordance with federal guidelines and federal direction. Having said that, Brett, I'll get back to you with the specific lease question.
Thank you.
Governor Brian Crandall, you mentioned the SNAP benefit today. People keep pointing out that you can't get the EBT cards for food deliveries and stuff like that because there's no way to scan the card. Is there any update on that or trying to help those folks out or address those concerns?
We are working so hard on that, Ryan. That is a federal regulation, and so far the USDA has been very firm
haven't yet figured out a way to get around it.
Okay.
Governor, this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Thanks. We're seeing some governors across the country are working to prohibit stimulus checks from being seized by debt collectors. Is that something you're considering as well?
That's the first thing. Can you say that again, please?
Yeah, sure. So I got a question today from a woman who was wondering if debt collectors could seize her stimulus check. And after doing a little bit of research, it looks like some governors are working to put in sort of emergency orders to stop debt collectors from being able to access that money. And I was wondering if that's something you're looking into as well.
I hadn't thought of it until you said it, to be very honest.
Okay.
It's an excellent question, though, and I will get on it.
Okay.
To clarify, Governor, this is Michael Blow from Latif. Some banks are seizing the stimulus checks to cover overdrafts that have accrued.
Got it. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to study that and get back to you.
Efforts being made right now to hyper-focus testing, especially when antibody testing is available, but right now on nursing home workers, anyone who's in a super increased risk position, are there efforts to test those people multiple times per week or even daily?
So we shared with our nursing home and congregate setting updates the aggressive approach with testing of healthcare workers and residents. We want to start with the places that have the most cases and then get to all of the facilities ultimately that don't have cases, but be able to have a clear landscape of the specific congregate settings. We do want to initiate a cyclical testing approach because we acknowledge that the test is just one point in time, and particularly when it's being done on people without symptoms, the result is less reliable. Our starting point is to repeat the testing at least once every 7 to 10 days so that we can get through the entire landscape. But certainly as testing continues to expand, this will be a priority group to continue to work towards increasing the frequency of that repeat testing, particularly areas where clusters of cases continue to occur.
Any other questions?
Do you just have the updated numbers in terms of the nursing home cases?
Yes. For the unfortunate deaths that occurred, they all occurred in or were associated with nursing homes. Tell me more of what you would like, names of the nursing homes or totals?
Yeah, I guess the names involved today, and if you do have a total for the homes that have had, I guess, more than five fatalities.
Okay. The ones associated with nursing homes, from what was reported today, include Stillwater Nursing Home, Golden Crest, Scalabrini Villa, Darlington Memory Lane, and Woonsocket Health Center. In terms of significant numbers of fatalities, unfortunately, Orchard View Manor has had 28, Golden Crest, 27, Oak Hill, 17, Oakland Grove, 9, and Scalabrini Villa, 8.
Thank you.
There's about a minute left.
I also wanted to...
Why don't we let Dr. Nicole finish her comments, and then we'll take another question.
I just wanted to offer clarity to Ian's question from earlier. I thought it was being asked about race ethnicity data for tests, but you were referencing for cases. It is up on our data page in terms of the number of cases that we have information on. That's what our team has been working very hard to obtain. And the percentage that we are sharing of the 45% will get updated each day as we continue to collect additional information on the cases we are working to get the race ethnicity data on. Hopefully that better addresses your question, and we can certainly talk offline if you need to.
Last question? All right, thank you everyone.